So far, the so-called average American citizen had indifferently overlooked the tax war being waged by President Donald Trump against the People's Republic of China ever since he took office. But very soon, this is going to change. In 2017, the average import tax paid by Chinese products arriving to the U.S. market was 3.1%. But in just over 2 years, Trump has managed to increase them up to 24.3%, an unheard of, unprecedented rise in the modern history of commercial relations. Understandably, the government of that Asian nation has adopted measures to protect its interests, and so far, all negotiations to solve the problem have failed due to the steadfast stand of the White House. The government of that Asian giant has adopted measures to protect its interests, but so far, all efforts to resolve this conflict have failed. Even nations that have nothing to do with this conflict, such as Germany, have suffered the effects of this tax war because many of its finished products have been manufactured in part with Chinese components, which are being penalized by Washington. So far, only the macroeconomic level of the economies have been affected, including governments and large corporations. The situation worsened after September 1st, because as of that date, an additional 15% tax was imposed to imports from China valued at $112,000 million. This time, the additional entry taxes are applied on widely consumed personal products in high demand. For the first time, American citizens will have to pay much more for their purchases of clothing, shoes, toys, watches, TV sets, meat and milk products, and others in very high demand. That means that the White House is going to insist on the lie insisted by Trump when he told consumers and businessmen that China would be paying for the increases, something that even a child knows is not true. The truth is that the additional tariffs imposed on Chinese goods are being paid by the U.S. companies importing them. Those companies will pass on the cost to the consumers, who will be paying the bill cooked up by their president. This White House attack on hundreds of millions of American citizens will make them remember the culprit at the time of the next general elections. Watch out, Donald! And this has been Radio Havana Cuba's editorial comment for today. In Havana, I am Alberto de Perez.